Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. Ski season in the Quad Cities starts this weekend. Snowstar Winter Sports Park in Andalusia opens tomorrow morning. Only one ski slope and one ski lift will be open, but tickets will be at a reduced rate. Snowstar is expected to stay open well past winter. That's because this past fall, the Rock Island County Board granted a special license to the business to operate year-round after the ski season ends. Snowstar plans to rent out its lodge for special events, including weddings and class reunions. A sports complex under construction in Bettendorf announced a naming rights agreement yesterday. The 76-acre complex, currently known as the Betplex, will now be known as the TBK Bank Sports Complex. TBK Bank operates 10 branches within the Quad Cities. The name goes into effect immediately, although the complex isn't expected to open until May or June of next year. According to a news release, TBK Bank Sports Complex is expected to bring in 750,000 visitors each year. The final version of the Republican tax plan is taking shape, and Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin still doesn't like what he sees. Wednesday's agreement combines key elements of separate tax bills recently passed by the House and Senate. The Republicans want to deliver a final bill to President Trump by Christmas. Durbin says he's concerned that Republicans are rushing the bill. It would provide generous tax cuts for corporations and the wealthiest Americans.
Do you know how many wealthy Americans from Illinois have knocked on my door and said we desperately need a tax cut? None. Not one. And yet that is the highest priority in this bill.
The final bill has not yet been released, but several news outlets are reporting that it will not include a controversial provision that would have treated graduate school tuition waivers as taxable income. Durbin says a final vote could come Monday or Tuesday. Hundreds of Muscatine residents who settled lawsuits against a local polluter will be given the chance to void their settlements and rejoin a class action lawsuit. District Judge Tom Rydell says he has significant doubt that residents who opted out of the class had a full understanding of deals that they signed with Grain Processing Corporation. He says attorneys didn't disclose important terms, including that they'd take one-third of the payments. He called Grain Processing Corporation's timing in negotiating settlements highly suspect. The court is sending notices to 2,000 residents who opted out to decide whether to rejoin the class. The lawsuit alleges the company spewed pollution over their neighborhoods for decades. Trial is scheduled for next year. The 24th annual Iowa-Illinois High School Basketball Shootout will be held tomorrow at Augustana College. It features 14 high school boys basketball teams from both states. The first of the seven interstate contests begins at 10 a.m. with Davenport Central playing Riverdale. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.